Ventura News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump is creating a National Energy Council.
Its stated purpose is to establish U.S. energy dominance around the world, a key point in Mr. Trump's pledge to sell more domestic oil to allies and to move away from President Joe Biden's focus on climate change.
That is George Bonzani reporting. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau flew to Florida to meet with President-elect Trump to discuss those threatened sanctions.
Earlier at a news conference, Justin Trudeau told reporters that raising tariffs would hurt citizens on both sides of the border by raising prices in U.S. stores and urged cooperation between the two nations. More than three quarters of Canada's exports go to the United States, and on Wednesday, Canada offered to bolster security along the border with the U.S. in response to Mr. Trump's threat.
That is BBC's David Willis reporting. The two leaders met for dinner Friday night, along with some key advisors for each. Israel says that it has struck Hezbollah weapon smuggling sites inside of Syria, posing yet another test for that fragile ceasefire. More details from correspondent Mimi Montgomery.
The Israeli military says its aircraft has struck Hezbollah weapons smuggling sites along Syria's border with Lebanon. The actions test a fragile, days-old ceasefire that's halted months of fighting between the two sides. Israel says it attacked sites used to smuggle weapons from Syria into Lebanon after the ceasefire took effect, which the military says is a violation of its terms. And Israeli aircraft has struck Hezbollah targets in Lebanon, citing ceasefire violations several times since the recent truce began. There was no immediate reaction from Hezbollah officials or Syrian authorities. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
More on these stories at srnnews.com. Cuba is still persecuting Christian believers. Michael Harrington has a report.
After the death of Fidel Castro, things got a little better for believers in the communist enclave, but it's still no picnic. The Alliance of Christians of Cuba has released a new report indicating that the government continues to force all churches to register with the state and breaks up house churches, imposing big fines on pastors. In fact, the Cuban authorities have imposed nearly $45,000 in fines on Christians this year alone. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative Catholic group is suing Illinois over a landmark state law enshrining a fundamental right to abortion and requiring insurance companies to cover the procedure. The lawsuit filed in federal court in Chicago by the Thomas More Society argues Illinois is violating the First Amendment and 14th Amendment rights of its plaintiffs. It also argues the state is in violation of the Comstock Act of 1873. This is SRN News. Cucumbers shipped to 13 states and organic eggs sold in 25 Costco stores in five southern states have been recalled for potential salmonella contamination. Here's correspondent Shelley Adler.
SunFed Produce, based in Arizona, said the questionable cucumbers were sold between October 12th and November 26th. While no details were made available on how many people got sick or where, the FDA told the company that there were associated illnesses reported between October 12th and November 15th. As for the eggs, that recall involves 11,000 cartons of 24-count organic eggs sold under Costco's Kirkland Signature brand that landed on shelves in Alabama, North Carolina, Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee starting November 22nd. I'm Shelley Adler.
And you'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.